Jaime Singh, the Guardian today, wrote that the Stop the War Coalition is the biggest mass movement in Britain today. Over the last 2 years, we have brought millions of people onto the streets in this country, many of them for the very first time, to march against imperialism and war. And it's now a pleasure to welcome the comrade who's been the convener of the Stop the War Coalition from the very beginning, Lindsay German.
On behalf of the Stop the War Coalition, I'd like to thank everybody who has come here today, because you are here representing the conscience of millions of people in this country, and you are here representing the majority. The latest opinion poll shows that 52% of people now think this war is not justified and was never justified. And this is the fifth demonstration we have had in a year, and once again it's a historic demonstration. We have had the biggest demonstration in history in peacetime, we have had the second biggest demonstration in peacetime, and we have had the biggest demonstration in wartime. But this demonstration is a new record, with over 100,000 people demonstrating against a war which we were told was over 5 months ago. And we know that that war is not over, and we know that the occupation is not over. Alistair Campbell told us back in April that we should apologise for opposing the war. I think in view of subsequent events, perhaps Alistair Campbell should apologise to the rest of us. And if he should apologise, where does that leave the chief liar and war criminal, Tony Blair? Because everything they told us about this war was a lie. They told us it would be peaceful quickly. They told us the Iraqi people would welcome us there. They are demonstrating every week against us. And that demonstration back in April of 200 people that pulled down the statue, what a lie that was. What a lie it was when George Bush stood on the aircraft carrier against the banner which said mission accomplished and said the war is over. Since then, 1,000 Iraqis a week have died, and more American soldiers have died than died during the war itself. This is the consequence of the war. And when we're told about it, it's about democracy, look at what they are doing. They are privatising the country, they are allowing it to open up to foreign capital, and they are denying democracy. They are saying to the Iraqi people, you are too stupid to run your own country. Well, we have a message for Tony Blair and George Bush. The Iraqi people want to run their own country. They have every right to run their own country. And this occupation is an illegal colonial occupation which must end now. The Iraqi people have the right to decide how they are governed, and they don't want a UN force either. They will not set the force with blue helmets instead of green helmets. They want the right to sovereignty, the right to elections, the right that we take for granted in this country, and they have the absolute right to that. And to add insult to injury, Tony Blair has now invited George Bush to come to this country, the chief warmonger of the world, who will be staying down the road there in Buckingham Palace at our expense, with stars and stripes all along the mall. And we are saying now, we are giving notice to Tony Blair now, you did not listen to us when we said this war was wrong, and you are now in the biggest political crisis of your life. If you want an even bigger demonstration than you have today, you carry on inviting George Bush and just see what the response of people is going to be. We are going to bring London to a standstill, and we'll bring Britain to a standstill. will be demonstrating. And just remember when you go back from this great demonstration today, many people, even some of our friends, said, what is the point of this demonstration? I'll tell you the point of this demonstration is to say we are still here. To say that we have created the biggest political crisis that this government has seen in 6 years. And to say as well, let us have a sense of history. The suffragettes did not win the vote for women after 5 demonstrations. Martin Luther King did not win civil rights after 5 demonstrations. But we have set a campaign on course and we will win. And we will end this occupation. We will bring peace and justice and equality.